Good morning. We're learning Chayyadam Hilchas Tefillin Klal Yudalit. We're looking at Simeon Ches. So we're continuing the halachas of the appropriate time to wear Tefillin. So we say that Mitzvot and Shiulav Kol Hayom, that the appropriate time to wear Tefillin is the whole day. We spoke about the earliest time you can put on Tefillin and how long you can make keep Tefillin on. But really, meanwhile, in regards to wearing Tefillin, it should be done the whole day. That's really the Mitzvah of the Torah. Ach b'nei shetzvich and guf naki. There are lochas of the level of hanhaga that a person must have while he's wearing tefillin. A person cannot become frivolous. A person cannot pass gas, etc. That's why we do not wear tefillin the whole day. But fortunate is the person who is able to keep the halacha appropriately and wear tefillin the whole day if he could. When we call Bacham Mishiyesh L'Cherli Ma'ayim, a person who has some type of illness, either be chronic or acute, in his stomach. Abiyam Sheshosh Mashka Mashashal, a person has taken a laxative. Also Lahachmer Ulo Nichon, he's not allowed to be Machmer and put on tefillin in that situation, because over there the concern of Yafiach Behem is going to be much greater. He's not allowed to undertake to wear tefillin in that the whole day. Kain kosav magen avram, that's the opinion of the magen avram. Meshubas Menachem Azariah, they're probably going to be the Memayan. He says siman samach lekosav kain, that he says you could wear even that situation. You just have to be careful. A person realizes when he's wearing tefillin, he realizes that he has to pass gas and he's not going to be able to stop it. He would have to move the tefillin out of place, that he should not be wearing the tefillin in the right place at the time when he's passing gas, and then he'd put them back afterwards. And according to Chayyadim earlier, which you mentioned, he would make a new bracha. A chelah who finds it difficult to concentrate and be aware of what he's doing because of the pain or the difficulty, etc., is not chayav in tefillin. But if he's able to focus, then he's chayav in tefillin. Then he says that in regards to the halacha of a chasan and shashrinov, so he discusses that in Sefer Chochma Sodom. One other application of this is regard to the halacha of eating while a person's wearing tefillin, that mikra, then a person is allowed to eat an achilas aroi, not achilas kava. But there are those who argue that nowadays, since our minhag is basically only to wear tefillin during davening, so for those who wore tefillin the whole day, they were allowed to also be makel and wear tefillin, eat while they were wearing tefillin. But for us, it's come a beggar of davening. It would be inappropriate to downgrade it, as it were, and wear it while a person is eating even achilas kava. Even achilas aroi. So that's it. We'll see that in Simon Chafei, where he talks about that halacha. Even if a person was machmer not to eat achilas aroi in tefillin, but a person needs to take a drink of water to be able to help him daven, that's not a problem for a person to do while he's wearing tefillin. Okay, we're going to, at this point in time, put Hillel's tefillin on a hold until Hanukkah. We'd like to then continue starting tomorrow with the halachas of Hanukkah, and for the next 2 weeks, Bez Hashem, we will go through the halachas of Hanukkah. Hopefully that'll be enough time. And then afterwards we will go back to the halachas of Tefillin. And we will actually skip Simen Yutes and start again from Simen Chof. And we will do Simen Chof, Chof Aleph, Chof Beis, Chof Gimel, Chof Hei, Chof Vav, Chof Zayin, Chof Ches. And then we will complete Hilchos Tefillin and start Hilchos Mezuzah. Have a good day.